Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
If you're a farmer who would like to participate in the recently launched Agritourism Farmers Market Initiative, join us after the break to find out how. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Jamaica scraps are the best. I and fancy, I hope you're eating Jamaican.
I love Jamaican meat and food, you know. Banana, cassava, anything Jamaican.
Yeah, man, fancy loving food. Good Jamaican cooking, never refit.
Yes, the town are looking hearty for you. And when you eat Jamaican, the economy hearty too.
Me are going to plant up my backyard.
Jamaica people, let's go what we eat.
And eat what we grow.
A series of seven farmers markets are to be held in the resort areas of Negril, Montego Bay and Ocho Reyes over the next 7 months. This is being done through the recently launched $10 million Agritourism Farmers Market Initiative being financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund.
We recently entered into a partnership with the Linkages Hub, also the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, along with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, along with other partners, to put on what we call our Agritourism Farmers Market, which seeks to solidify and also improve the linkages that can be had between agriculture and tourism, which is a direct effort and strategy on the government's part through these two ministries to see how we can improve the food import bill, food security, and also to add value to our local agriculture and tourism sector.
Director of Corporate Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation at RADA, Sean Ball. The project, which got underway October 30 at the Norman Manley Beach Park in Negril, saw 35 farmers and farmers groups from Westmoreland and Hanover participating.
We went about the selection of the farmers in a very systematic way. We have been working with these farmers group for quite some time, and we pretty much know the various products and services that they offer in terms of agriculture.
However, Mr. Bo points out that new farmers who want to participate in the Agritourism Farmers Market Initiative still have an opportunity to do so.
It's not only existing traditional farmers that we work with. We also encourage new entrants. And also, there are some farmers who, they might be the farmers coming to the market, but they in fact sell on behalf of other farmers. I must also add that we have deliberately used only farmers, and we have not used persons who are not primary producers, because we want the farmers to get that feel as to where the product is going and what the demand for the product is like and the quality standards that they have to adhere to.
If you're a farmer and want to participate in the initiative, here's what to do.
Well, I would encourage you to contact your local RADA parish office, or you can call RADA corporate office at 97-1158, and that goes up to 62, or the toll-free line, which is 1-888, ask RADA.
If you're a primary producer of craft and other local products, you too can participate.
We have deliberately added a new twist to it, where it's not just produce, but we have local craft items, and we have only the producers, the makers of the craft. We've added value added in terms of sauces, jams, spices, because we want it to be a visitor experience.
Under this phase of the Agritourism Farmers Market Initiative, there will be a meeting held each month at a designated location.
We will be doing one each month up to the end of March. The dates aren't fully finalized, but it's anywhere between the 25th to the 30th, or to the last day of the month. The seventh under this program will be at the Norman Manley Sea Park, which is in Negril, Westmoreland.
Director of Corporate Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation at RADA, Sean Bohr. The initiative is also in keeping with the ongoing Eat Jamaican and the Grow What We Eat What We Grow campaigns. The proverb for this morning is, when cocoa ripe, it must burst. Translation, when a cocoa is ripe, it must burst out of its pod. This means that whatever is on your mind will be revealed in due course. And with that, we say goodbye until tomorrow. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.